Okay, Jane said to me. I nodded. Jane stood, holding her side. Blood slipped between her fingers. You're hurt, I said. I'm fine, she said. It looks worse than it is. In the distance, there was a very human scream. DeLeon, Jane said, and started running, still holding her side. I gave chase. Most of DeLeon was missing. Some of him was left behind. Wherever the rest of him was, it was still alive and screaming. A blood trail went from where he had sat to one of the trees. There was another scream. They're taking him north, I said. Come on! No, Jane said, and pointed. In the east, there was movement in the trees. They're using DeLeon as bait to lead us away. Most of them are headed east, back toward the colony. We can't leave DeLeon, I said. He's still alive. I'll get him, Jane said. You get back. Be careful. Watch the trees and the ground. She was off. 15 minutes later, I breached the border of the woods and came back to colony ground to find 4 werewolves in a semicircle, and Hiram Yoder standing silently at their focus. I dropped to the ground. The werewolves didn't notice me. They were entirely intent on Yoder, who continued to stand stock still. 2 of the werewolves had spears trained on him, ready to run him through if he moved. He didn't. All 4 of them clicked and hissed, the hisses falling in and out of my sonic range. This was why Jane heard them before the rest of us did. 1 of the werewolves came forward to Yoder, hissing and clicking at him. Stocky and muscular, where Yoder was tall and trim. It had a simple stone knife in one hand. It reached out a claw and poked Yoder hard in the chest. Yoder took it and stood there, silently. The thing grabbed his right arm and began to sniff it and examine it. Yoder offered no resistance. Yoder was a Mennonite, a pacifist. The werewolf suddenly struck Yoder hard on the arm, perhaps testing him. Yoder staggered a bit from the blow, but stood his ground. The werewolf let out a rapid series of chirps, and then the others did too. I suspected they were laughing. The werewolf raked his claws across Yoder's face, shredding the man's right cheek with an audible scraping sound. Blood poured down Yoder's face. He involuntarily clutched it with his hand. The werewolf cooed and stared at Yoder, its 4 eyes unblinking, waiting to see what he would do. Yoder dropped his hand from his ruined face and looked directly at the werewolf. He slowly turned his head to offer his other cheek. The werewolf stepped away from Yoder and back toward its own, chirping. The 2 who had spears trained on Yoder let them drop slightly. I breathed a sigh of relief and looked down for a second, registering my own cold sweat. Yoder had kept himself alive by not offering resistance. The creatures, whatever else they were smart enough to see that he was not a threat. I raised my head again to see 1 of the werewolves staring directly at me. It let out a trilling cry. The werewolf closest to Yoder glanced over at me, snarled, and drove his stone knife into Yoder. Yoder stiffened. I raised my rifle and shot the werewolf in the head. It fell. The other werewolves bolted back into the woods. I ran over to Yoder, who had collapsed on the ground and was pawing gingerly at the stone knife. Don't touch it, I said. If the knife had nicked any major blood vessels, pulling it out could cause him to bleed out.
It hurts, Yoder said.
He looked up at me and smiled, gritting his teeth.
Well, it almost worked.
It did work, I said. I'm sorry, Hiram. This wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for me.
Not your fault, Hiram said. I saw you drop and hide. Saw you give me a chance. You did the right thing.
He reached out toward the corpse of the werewolf touching the sprawled leg.
"Wish you didn't have to shoot it," he said. "I'm sorry,"
I said again. Hiram didn't have anything more to say.
Hiram Yoder, Paulo Gutierrez, Juan Escobedo, Marco Flores, Dieter Gruber, Galen de Leon,
Manfred Trujillo said.
6 dead.
Yes, I said. I sat at my kitchen table. Zoe was at Trujillo, spending the night with Gretchen. Hickory and Dickory were with her. Jane was in the medical bay. On top of the gash in her side, she had scraped herself up pretty badly chasing de Leon. Babar was resting his head in my lap. I was patting it absent-mindedly.
1 body,
Trujillo said. I looked up at that.
100 of us went into those woods where you told us to go. We found blood, but not a single one of their bodies. Those things took them with them.
What about Galen? I said. Jane had told me that she had found parts of him, leaving a trail as she went along. She stopped following after he stopped screaming, and when her own injuries kept her from going farther.
We found a few things, Trujillo said. Not enough to consider a body.
Great, I said.
Just great. How do you feel?
Trujillo asked. Jesus, man, I said. How do you think I feel? We lost 6 people today. We lost Hiram Yoder. We would all be dead if it wasn't for him. He saved this colony, him and the Mennonites. Now he's dead and it's my fault.
It was Paulo who put that posse together, Trujillo said. He went against your orders and he got 5 others killed, and put you and Jane in danger. If someone's going to shoulder the blame, it should be him.
I'm not looking to blame Paulo, I said.
I know you're not, Trujillo said. That's why I'm saying it. Paulo was a friend of mine, as good a friend as I have here. But he did something foolish and he got those men killed. He should have listened to you.
Yes. Well, I said, I thought making these creatures a state secret would keep something like this from happening. That's why I did it.
Secrets have a way of getting out, Trujillo said. You know that. Or should.
I should have let everyone know about these things, I said.
Maybe,
Trujillo said.
You had to make a call here and you made it. It wasn't the one I would have thought you would make, I have to say. It wasn't like you. If you don't mind me saying so, you're not that good with secrets. People here aren't used to you having them either.
I grunted assent and patted my dog. Trujillo shifted uncomfortably in his chair for a few minutes.
What are you going to do now?
He asked. Fuck if I know, I said. Right now what I'd really like to do is put a fist through my wall.
I'd advise against that, Trujillo said. I know you don't like taking my advice on general principle. Nevertheless, there it is.
I smiled at that one. I nodded toward the door. How are people?
They're scared as hell, Trujillo said. 1 man died yesterday, 6 more died today, 5 of them disappeared, and people are worried they'll be next. I suspect most people will be sleeping inside the village for the next couple of nights. I'm afraid the cat is out of the bag about these creatures being intelligent, by the way. Gutierrez told a whole lot of people while he was trying to recruit for his posse.
I'm surprised another group hasn't gone out looking for the werewolves, I said.
You're calling them werewolves, Trujillo said.
You saw the one that killed Hiram, I said.
Tell me that's not what it looks like. Do me a favor and don't share that name, Trujillo said. People are scared enough.
Fine, I said.
And yes, there was another group who wanted to go out and try to get revenge. A bunch of idiot kids. Your daughter's boyfriend, Enzo, was one of them.
Ex-boyfriend, I said.
Did you talk them out of doing something stupid? I pointed out that 5 grown men went out hunting for them and not a single one of them came home, Trujillo said. That seemed to calm them down a bit.
Good, I said.
You need to make an appearance tonight down at the community hall, Trujillo said. People will be there. They need to see you.
I'm not in any shape to see people, I said.
You don't have a choice, Trujillo said. You're the colony leader. People are in mourning, John. You and your wife are the only ones that came out of this alive, and she's in the medical bay. If you spend the entire night hiding in here, it says to everyone out there that no one gets away from these things alive. And you kept a secret from them. You need to start making up for that.
I didn't know you were a psychologist, man, I said.
I'm not, he said. I'm a politician, and so are you, whether you want to admit to it or not. This is the job of a colony leader.
I tell you truly, man, I said.
If you asked for the job of colony leader, I would give it to you. Right now, I would. I know you think you should have been colony leader. So, the job is yours. Want it?
Trujillo paused to consider his words.
You're right, he said. I thought I should have been the colony leader. Occasionally, I still do. And someday, I think I probably will be. But right now, it's not my job. It's yours. My job is to be your loyal opposition. And what your loyal opposition thinks is this. Your people are scared, John. You're their leader. Do some goddamn leading. Sir.
That's the first time you've ever called me sir, I said, after a long minute.
Trujillo grinned.
I was saving it for a special moment, he said.
Well then, I said. Well done. Well done indeed.
Trujillo stood up.
I'll see you around this evening, then, he said.
You will, I said. I'll try to be reassuring. Thanks, man.
He waved off the thanks and left as someone else came walking up to my porch. It was Jerry Bennett. I waved him in.
What do you have for me? I asked.
On the creatures, nothing, Bennett said. I did all sorts of search parameters and came out with squat. There's not a lot to go on. They didn't do a whole lot of exploring on this planet.
Tell me something I don't know, I said.
All right, Bennett said. You know that video file of the Conclave blasting that colony?
Yes, I said. What does that have to do with this planet?
It doesn't, Bennett said. I told you. I checked all the data files for edits under a batch command. It scooped up that file with all the rest of them.
What about the file? I asked.
Well, it turns out the video file you have is only part of another video file. The metadata features time codes for the original video file. The time codes say your video is just the tail end of that other video. There's more video there.
How much more? I asked.
A lot more, Bennett said.
Can you get it back? I asked.
Bennett smiled.
Already done, he said.